Happy Halloween, everyone. Oh, it's that time of year. It's actually, you know, it's the day of. So make sure you got plenty of Kit Kats, Reese's, you name it. You're going to have plenty of, hopefully, little miniature football players coming on over and asking for candy here tonight. And man, I tell you what, how about the weather we're having? It is a perfect time of year for Halloween night, a perfect time. I was setting up the house outside and decorating. I know it's a little bit late, you know, starting this weekend, but you know, nonetheless, you know, what's the rule? You keep it up till Thanksgiving, right? Right? I thought that's what I heard, but no. Regardless, guys, this is the Best in the West podcast. I'm Devin Henry here on Sports360AZ.com. And while it is perfect weather for decorating your house for Halloween or taking out the kids for Halloween, it's also the perfect weather for this year's state tournaments. They start this week, and guys, I tell you what, there is a boatload of West Valley schools that are in this year's state tournament who are going to make a lot of noise. We also are going to have a few coaches on. The head coach of the Boulder Creek Jaguars, Tony Casarella, joins the show talking about his Jimi Hendrix star. That's right, he's named after Jimi Hendrix. It's Hendrix Johnson. If you haven't heard of this kid yet, well, you're going to. They play number one Chandler. That's going to be a huge uphill battle. And guys, we need to talk about these tournament standings. Like I just mentioned, a ton of West Valley schools in the tournament. And I think in a lot of these conferences, we might just see a ton of schools in the semifinals, the quarterfinals, and even the championship games. But before we get anywhere, we're going to start off in the 4A conference. To join us here on the Best in the West podcast is the third-year head coach of the Glendale Cardinals. It's Robert York, who in 2018 helped bring on a 9-1 season, 8 straight wins to begin the year, one of the greatest years in Glendale High School history, and that is for the oldest school in the entire state. And I mean, the greatest start since about the mid-50s. You know, we talk so much about powerhouses when it comes to 4A, 5A, 6A, and you know, maybe there wasn't a ton on the schedule, but nonetheless, a 9-1 year, how in the world do you pull together a team like this in only your third year? You know, it's their first year in 4A, but man, a 9-1 season, and that's one of the greatest years, like I said, for a school this old.
Well, we had a pretty successful season last year, and when we took over 2 years ago, or sorry, 3 years ago, there wasn't much structure, not much of an off-season weight room program, and that was really the biggest thing that we implemented was some structure, organization, and to get the kids in the weight room. And our offensive line just ballooned. We got a lot bigger, a lot stronger over the last 2 years, and we knew coming in to this season with having those same kids that have been playing varsity for ultimately the last 3 years, we had some good experience and some veteran offensive linemen, and we knew we had a chance to do something special.
Yeah, last year, 8-2 in the 5A conference, didn't quite make the tournament, though. And speaking of structure and organization, before we get to the electric run game that you guys have, we had Eric Sorensen from Sports 360AZ head on out to the Dysart game, that big win on Friday night for you guys. And he talked about the offensive line, who has created a ton of holes for your guys' rush game. He had a great piece on that. You know, always go check that out on Sports360AZ.com. But how has this offensive line contributed to the success this season?
Well, they're obviously a huge part. We're able to run the ball very well, which allows us to opens up our pass game. We're a run to pass team, so them being able to do what they do up front helps us out immensely on both the ground and in the air.
And then, of course, on that ground game, Kevin Daniels, that senior, over 2,000 total yards, leads the state in touchdowns with 37. He has been absolutely electric this year. How has this senior really helped this team go out and make this year's state tournament in the 4A conference?
Well, actually, Kevin's only a junior this year. He won't be a senior until next year.
Well, I'm sorry about that. That makes it even more scary for everyone else then, right?
It does. It makes it nice going into next year. But as far as this year goes, he is definitely a workhorse. He works his butt off, or he has gotten better at working in the weight room, practices pretty hard. But he's a workhorse. We got him as a freshman. He started the last 3 years. He played quarterback his freshman year for about half the season. I think he had about 1,000 rushing yards. And then last year we moved him to tailback exclusively, and he's done a great job for us. He's definitely a beast.
And now looking ahead into the first round of the state tournament, you guys are ranked number 13 in the 4A conference. You know, it could be worse. You're taking on number 5, Tucson Saguaro. You could be taking on Scottsdale Saguaro. So I guess it could be worse. But nonetheless, you sent out a tweet a little over a month ago, and it says, "Rankings don't win football games. Preparation and performance does." That's a quote from the current Arizona State head coach, Herm Edwards. What is the preparation like going into this 4A state tournament game?
Well, first, when I heard that quote, when he said that after the Michigan State game, it really resonated with me, and I think it resonates with our team. All year, we've been kind of up there, and I didn't want our kids to get complacent. And I mean, it's somewhere that Glendale's never been. It's real easy to get caught up in that and think, oh, you know, wow, we're number 3, and think that's good enough. And I didn't want our kids to think that's good enough. I want them to stay exactly what that quote was. I want them to stay hungry and always want something more. But as we go through, preparation wise, we'll try to keep it as close to business as usual as possible. I mean, obviously when you get to this point of the season, you're going to trim down some stuff. Practices are going to be a little bit shorter, hopefully a little bit crisper, and you'll work on more team schemes than individual periods. But, we're going to try to keep it and prepare like we have all year. And, hopefully we have the same outcome on Friday that we have had most of the year.
Coach York, thank you so much for your time here on the Best in the West podcast. And of course, congrats on this fantastic year. Best of luck to you in the first round of this year's state tournament.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Now we're going to move on over into the 6A conference. Join us here on the Best in the West podcast is the head coach of the Boulder Creek Jaguars in his third year with the program and his second straight tournament appearance is Tony Casarella. Finished the year 4-6 this year. You know, it's not a record that you want to see, but at the very least, with that tough schedule, you guys squeak on in number 16 in this year's 6A state tournament. But you guys have one of the toughest schedules in the whole 6A. I mean, you guys had Perry, Highland, Desert Vista, and then, of course, the Desert Valley region with Pinnacle and Liberty and Chaparral. How did your team come together in this tough schedule this year, a tough 11 weeks, and squeak out a spot in this year's tournament?
Yeah, like you said, this, you know, it seems like it gets tougher and tougher every year. And then adding, you know, Liberty to the region this year, you know, made it so much tougher. So, you know, we're kind of getting used to playing these tough games week after week. There's not an easy opponent on the schedule. I feel like we're fighting each week. We're scheming and dreaming and doing whatever we can to stay in these games. But I think the kids are kind of getting used to it. You know, this is kind of what we have to do to survive. Not only in our region, but, you know, with our entire schedule, it's just so tough now.
Now, a part of the help that you guys get is this stud who happens to be named after Jimi Hendrix. I mean, right there, yeah. I'm sold. Hendrix Johnson, over 1,300 receiving yards, total 20 TDs, had a couple of beautiful kickoff return touchdowns. How has this senior led this team this year on the offensive end into now what is your second straight state tournament?
Yeah, he's an incredible, not only athlete, but he's an incredible person. He's got an extremely high GPA. He works extremely hard on and off the field, community service. I mean, you name it, he does everything. And then he just took on a role of being just a great leader this year. You know, his positive attitude, no matter what the score is, he's the first guy out there on the field, whether it's kickoff return team or whatever. I mean, he's always ready to go. He's extremely excited that we're in the tournament. Whether we're taking on you know, Chandler or whoever, he's just excited to be able to play another week. And you know, it's kind of like having another coach on the field, because the way he comes off the field and lets me know exactly what he sees, how he can get open, what he thinks might work. You know, that's always really helpful to have somebody on the field like that.
And how does that intelligence help not just you as the head coach, but also the whole coaching staff on the sideline when he's able to come to the sideline and help you out with what he sees? You know, he's no quarterback, but what he sees with the defense and what he sees on special teams.
Yeah, you know, and I think that's kind of who we are up here. You know, I always say we don't have 5-star athletes up here, but we have good kids, 3-star athletes, some 4-stars, but we have smart kids that understand the game, you know, and what we try to do is we try to teach the game the best we can, and then we try to out-scheme as much as possible. And that's kind of how we've made our living up here. It's not easy. Like I said, we're in an extremely tough division. So, you know, we've got to try and out-coach as much as possible because it's so hard.
Now, you guys, obviously, as the number 16 seed, face the toughest task in the 6A conference. You're taking on number one defending champion Chandler. You know, obviously, it's not necessarily what you want to see playing in the first round. As you mentioned earlier, though, you guys are playing another week this year. You're going into the postseason, but looking ahead to Chandler, what's the game plan facing arguably the scariest team in the conference after, you know, like we mentioned, 11 straight weeks of tough teams?
Yeah, and we know exactly what we're up against when it comes to Chandler. You know, they are the best team in the state. You know, they're playing nationally ranked opponents, and we know exactly what we're up against. So, you know, as I look through the film, I try not to look at, you know, their strengths because they're just strong everywhere you look. But what I try to do is look at our team and focus on what our strengths are. You know, regardless of who the opponent is, we're still going to come out and we're going to scheme and we're going to do whatever we can, you know, to play the best game that we can. You know, like I said, we know what we're up against, but still, I'm going to get better as a coach this week by playing a team like Chandler. Our kids are going to get better this week by playing a team like Chandler. We have a goal. When I first took on the job, I said in 10 years, this is where I want this program to be and what I want this to look like. And every time we can play a team of this caliber, we're going to get better in some way. So, you know, that's how I look at it. We're going to do everything we can to compete out there on Friday. And win or lose, we are going to be better because of it. And that's the way we keep doing things here. And that's what we're trying to do is just each week get a little bit better and take this program to a different level.
Fantastically well said, Coach. Thank you so much for your time. Congrats on making it into the tournament. And best of luck this week against Chandler.
Well, thank you very much for having me on. Pleasure. And hopefully I'll talk to you again soon.
Hopefully. Thank you again, Coach. As always, a huge thank you to the coaches who joined us here on the Best in the West podcast. This time, the head coach of the Glendale Cardinals, Robert York, and the head coach of the Boulder Creek Jaguars, Tony Casarella. Huge thank you for their time here, especially going into the first week of the tournament. Now, let's take a quick look here at all the West Valley schools that are going to be playing in this year's tournaments. You have the 6A conference. Boulder Creek, like we mentioned, will be on the road against number one Chandler. But here's a big one. This will be our game of the week. You know, just go out and read this notebook here on sports360az.com. This is our Best in the West game of the week. Number 13, Westview at number 4, Liberty. And this is kind of a big one because it's two West Valley schools. There's no other matchups between two West Valley schools. And this is one of those games. Look at the 5A tournament. There is another West Valley one. This is Sunny Slope on the road, number 16 against number 1 Centennial. Number 11, Flowing Wells, will be on the road against number 6, Millennium. Number 10, Campo Verde, will be on the road playing Sunrise Mountain. So Sunny Slope, Centennial, Millennium, and Sunrise Mountain. Four West Valley schools and the 16 teams in the 5A conference. 4A tournament, number 14, Walden Grove, will be at number 3, Desert Edge. Number 13, Scene Catholic Prep, will be at number 4, Peoria. As we mentioned, number 12, Glendale, will be at number 15, Saguaro. And number 11, Prescott, will be at number 6, Greenway. And number 10, Canyon del Oro, will be at number 7, Cactus. This is one of those conferences where the West Valley rules five West Valley schools in the top 16 and expect four of those guys to be in the final 8. 4A conference will likely have half of the quarterfinals being West Valley schools. And then finally, in the 3A tournament, number 16, Winslow, will be on the road against number 1, Northwest Christian. Number 9, Benjamin Franklin. At number 8, Wickenburg, and in the 2A conference, number 15, Red Mesa. At number 2, Trivium Prep. So a lot of big West Valley schools going to be going on and playing big time in these tournaments. A big 5A tournament game to watch will be Centennial playing Sunny Slope. Goodness, Centennial has just been so good all year long. The only time that they gave up double-digit points was week 0 against Castile, and I was on AZ Audibles last week, and Eric Sorensen had a good note there. Most of that was in garbage time, where rather than scoring all those points against those first stringers, it's against the second and third stringers, which is crazy because all of them at Centennial are still phenomenal when you go down. We talked to Ian Curtis of Ironwood High School earlier this year. Don't even make a board to see who's the best over there. You know, you just got to be ready for all strings. Centennial undefeated, ended the year with four straight shutouts, including a 49-0 shutout of Sunny Slope, who is going to be their first match in this year's 5A tournament. So a lot of big games. We'll talk more and more going ahead next week. But guys, be sure to head out, support your teams in the West Valley. There's going to be a lot of home games to go out and look. Be sure to go and read that notebook out on sports360az.com. You Glendale Cardinals fans, be sure to go out and read Eric Sorensen's piece and watch that on sports360az.com. And of course, tonight, or actually this afternoon, it is going to be the Friday Night 360 AZ preview show. Haley Stasiak, Jordan Hamm, always bringing you the best in Arizona high school football. Be sure to check that out as well. One last time for sports360az.com. I'm Devin Henry. This is the Best in the West podcast. We'll see you same time, same place next week.